The 2018 Indiana Youth Tobacco Survey found nearly 20% of high school students and more than 5% of middle schoolers had vaped. And the American Heart Association says that number shot up in the last 2 years. WFYI's Taylor Bennett speaks with the two people fighting this trend. In this first interview, Carmel High School student Isabel Jensen starts off telling Bennett the places where teens vape at school.
A lot of times it's in the bathroom, but sometimes kids do it in the back of class if they're way in the back, because you can't really tell that they're vaping.
What do these devices look like that everyone is using?
Well, they look like almost USB drives. They're a couple inches long, black. Most jewels are really thin and black, so they look like USBs. And that's what I think a lot of kids are using, are jewels. And they're more prevalent, so kids call other vaping devices just jewels. That's what they call them. And they look really inconspicuous, and they also come in different flavors and stuff. They don't have the smell that cigarettes do.
Is that the appeal, you think, of vaping, is all the flavors that are out there?
I mean, it's definitely part of the appeal. I know that some kids who vape have their favorite flavors, like mango or strawberry.
Do kids think that vaping is safer than smoking cigarettes?
I think that they do think that it is safer. I mean, I know that they do, but I'm not sure if that's exactly why they are vaping, just part of the general peer pressure. They don't think it's that bad at all. They're not really comparing it to cigarettes. They just don't think that it's bad for them in general. So when someone offers them something and they don't think that it's going to have any negative consequences, then what's the downside of trying it?
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't, but yeah. I've been offered a couple times.
And then why have you decided not to vape?
Well, because I know that it is bad for you, and I've been educated, and I know that there are consequences that I wouldn't want to take.
Do their parents know? Do they tell their parents they're vaping, or is this obviously something that they keep secret?
This is something that they definitely keep secret, but I know that one kid last year, he came up to my friend group and said, "Oh, my mom found my jewel in my pocket yesterday when she was washing my clothes. I'm so upset, but I've just got to get another one today."
How do they acquire them?
I know that a lot of kids got them from upperclassmen who were 18, someone who's older. There's always someone.
You say that you don't do it because you've been educated on the dangers. Do you think that is kind of the sticking point, is that a lot of these kids that are vaping don't know the dangers of vaping and they think it's better than cigarettes?
I'm in a group with Voice and Breathe Easy Hamilton County that we're working on educating our fellow peers about the dangers of cigarettes, because maybe from an adult who's lecturing them, they won't want to listen as much. But from us, they'll listen to us.
Do you get any criticism or any harassing from kids that you don't do it and you're more of an advocate against it?
Yeah, I get that a lot. My friends are really skeptical and they're like, "Why are you doing this? That's so weird." And I was telling one girl about it and she just said, "Oh, well, you know that you're going to be like the new high school Satan, right? That's, why are you doing that to yourself? Because you're saying it like that, and that it's so much of an issue that people will turn against me if I'm advocating against it, and I feel like that's exactly the reason why I have to."
That was Carmel High School student Isabel Jensen, who advocates against vaping, speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett. Now, Bennett speaks with Daniel Patterson, the American Heart Association's Indiana Government Relations Director. She talks about the policy efforts to protect young people from e-cigarettes.
There's a lot of students that still believe that it's safe. It's safer than cigarettes. It's a great alternative. But we still have to educate them that, you know, for instance, in one jewel pods, that's equivalent to 20 cigarettes. And when you think about, you know, these kids are taking in this amount of nicotine just from one pod. And I was trying to figure out, so do they inhale one pod at one point, or is it over time? But it depends on the user. So we don't know how much nicotine these kids are taking in.
But there has been some progress in tackling this problem.
A lot of these products were pulled off of the market, but they can come back. So what the FDA did is to say, you know, we're pulling these products off the market. We're going to study them. You can also submit public comment, and, you know, they could come back next year or the year after that. They want to evaluate the effectiveness and some of the claims that these products are making, that they're safer than cigarettes. One of the other things that happened is, you know, the federal government stepped in and said all tobacco products, including vaping products, you have to be 21 years and older to purchase. That was huge. That was something that the American Heart Association and a number of organizations have been fighting for years.
What's happening in Indiana to combat this epidemic?
There are two pieces of legislation that the General Assembly is considering, the Indiana General Assembly, Senate Bill 1 and House Bill 1006. Number one, both bills will raise the age of tobacco in Indiana to 21. And that helps with enforcement. Because right now in Indiana, although the federal government said you have to be 21, we still have some enforcement issues that need to match up so that they can fully enforce this law. We want to increase the penalties and fines for retailers that do sell to minors. We also want to change the footage from or the distance that a tobacco retailer can be located near a school. Indiana is 200 feet. We want to increase that to 1,000. Also, removing the penalties for youth that possess tobacco. So it's called PUP, Possession, Use, and Purchase Penalties in Indiana. Youth have been targeted by tobacco companies. So it's unfair to turn around and to penalize them when they've been targeted by these companies. And then also working on those policies that will prevent youth from getting from purchasing and possessing tobacco. We also have a website at the American Heart Association called Quit Lying, and it's about, you know, telling the tobacco companies and vaping companies to stop lying about your products because they are very addictive.
It does seem like it's getting a lot more traction and attention than it has in the past. This is a problem.
Exactly. Yeah. When you talk about youth, our future generation, we're seeing kids that are sick now. Unlike when you talk about tobacco use, you know, you could start at 18, but you may not see the effects for 30, 40, 50 years. You have youth that are sick now after 2 or 3 years worth of vaping, if that. And so we have to step in and do something.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the American Heart Association Indiana Government Relations Director, Daniel Patterson, speaking with WFII's Taylor Bennett.